This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
You know, every week I feel like, Carol, we have a few conversations. We're like, oh, I'm really looking forward to this.
This is one of them.
You know, this is one of them because this is a time where we can sort of catch our breath a little bit, think about what's going on, and look to people who we know are smart and really look at the world in a holistic way. Nobody fits that better than Blake Mycoskie. He is founder and chief shoe giver of Toms, co-founder of Made For, joining us on the phone from Baja, Mexico. Blake, great to have you with us.
Yeah, nice to be with you guys today, too.
All right, cool. So tell us what your – first of all, I got to ask you, like, how are you surviving through all of this? And, you know, I trust you're well and sort of feeling healthy in your family.
Yeah, so I was actually down in Baja on a 7-day silent Vipassana meditation retreat when the corona outbreak happened. So literally I went into silence with the world being quite normal, and then 8 days later came out and the world had totally changed. And rather than fly back home to Jackson Hole where I live, I actually called my ex-wife and got her and my kids to fly down to Baja. And we decided just to hunker down here for the unforeseeable future until it's safe to come home. So it's good for the kids. They can be outside a lot. We can stay, you know, practice social distancing and it's, you know, being in the sun, and it's kind of nice. So you know, we feel very blessed to be down here, but doing a lot of work down here every day, helping those in our different communities that we live and work in and staying connected.
So what was that moment like? Take us back to that moment where, you know, obviously things were brewing a little bit, but you had no idea, no sense of, like, the depth of it. What was your first thought?
It was crazy because I had been in New York the week before because we launched this new company Made For that I know we're going to talk about that I've been working on for the past couple of years. We launched it in New York on, I think the launch date was on March 4th. So I was in New York. I was on the floor of the stock exchange on the 5th and 6th doing some interviews. And then I left and then went to the meditation retreat on March 6th. So, you know, there was some turbulent stuff going on in the stock market. You know, Disney stock was going down and cruise ships and things like that, but nothing about, you know, a pandemic. And so I left. When I came back, I went to the Laredo airport, this tiny little airport in Baja to fly to LA and then LA to go back home. And people were wearing masks, and I was like, whoa. And I hadn't even checked my phone or email or anything in 8 days. And so I immediately got online and saw just this barrage of text messages and emails asking if I was okay and where I was and what I was doing. And I was like, wow. And then I started reading the news, and it was just a very surreal experience to think how different, you know, just in a week, and how much I missed in a week, frankly, from a news perspective and from a, you know, from the spread of the virus. So.
It
gave me a lot of perspective.
Well, that's so true. This virus, you know, Blake, is something that moved so quickly, right? And the numbers just went from, okay, this isn't something that we're dealing with, to all of a sudden, yep, we are dealing with it really quickly. Tell us about, though, your employees and everyone, you know, who are working around the world on various projects. What's been the direct impact on them and your team?
Well, it's, you know, it's affected everyone, you know, kind of the same way. I mean, you know, everyone is pretty much sheltered and staying at home, you know, whether they're one of our aid workers in, you know, rural Ethiopia on the Tom's Shoes front. All of our employees for Made For are based in L.A., and so they've been, you know, sheltered and staying at home. Luckily, our distribution center where we send out the wellness kits each month to our members, they are still operating. So we are still operating, getting people signed up for Made For, and we're finding that people are really valuing having some structure and some stuff that they can control and their well-being during the time when so much is out of their control. So we're actually seeing the business of Made For, you know, growing, you know, quite rapidly since we launched it just 6 weeks ago.
Let's talk about that. Because listen, I think
the
world is changing all around us. I mean, we were speaking with someone earlier, a psychologist from Johns Hopkins, who was essentially saying, she was saying, the thing that maybe we're not thinking enough about is self-care, and self-care as a way to help those around us. That seems to be at the core of what you're doing here. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, so I spent 2 years working with scientists from university labs at Stanford, Harvard, and other top universities around the country, really trying to understand how do we teach people the habits and practices will have the greatest impact on their life that they can sustain and increase their well-being. I'd gone through a slight bout of mild depression myself a couple years ago and really started to ask myself, what are the things that I'm not doing that others who are thriving and flourishing are doing? And how can I make those changes? And I found that, you know, the information was quite simple, but actually learning and sustaining these habits that the most highly effective people are doing every day is quite hard. And so myself and my partner, Pat Gossett, who was a Navy SEAL for 9 years serving in the military, and we got together and we started working with these different scientists on really teaching people these practices. And what's so interesting is we worked on this for 2 years, and we developed this 10-month program where every month we teach you one new habit and practice, and it's completely analog, and it's always done in your home alone. And so what's fascinating is that the whole program is built around you getting this box once a month, and in the box there's a tool that we designed to help you learn the new habit and practice. There's all the science consolidated to a very simple 20-minute read,
right.
And there's the monthly challenge.
Blake.
And so what's interesting is that we got that, had that planned, obviously not knowing that we'd all be in this state.
Blake, our guest at this hour is Blake Mykoski. He's founder and chief shoe giver of Tom's, co-founder of Made For. He's joining us on the phone from Baja, Mexico. And we were talking about Made For months and this whole idea that every month you get one thing to focus on. I have to say, as someone who's done yoga for more than 20 years, this whole idea that some of the things you'll focus on, whether it's gratitude or breathing or clarity, totally resonates with me. Tell me a little bit about how you came to what you would focus on and how it would work. And I love the idea of picking one thing, because I feel like, you know, we all create this huge list and then it's like we get nothing done and we get nothing, I don't know.
Exactly.
It's not helpful to us.
Well, that's exactly what we found. We set out actually originally to find 12 things that science could prove would have a meaningful effect on your well-being. And after a year's worth of research with working with scientists from Stanford and Harvard, we actually found that there were only 10 things that science could really back up. And so that's why we decided to focus on 10 things. And why we chose one a month is exactly what you just said. There's all this information on how we can really take control of our personal well-being has been out there forever. But the reason why so few people actually do it is they're bombarded with all of it at once. You know, you hear it in a podcast, or you hear it, you know, by reading a book, and you don't ever take the time to actually learn the new practice or habit. And so that's why we focus on one thing a month. And also the other thing that's really unique about Made For is it's completely analog.
Yeah.
There's no digital app. There's no device usage. We found that what the science was showing us is that in this time of great digital distraction, it's really hard to learn a new practice or habit. And so everything that you need for our program comes to your house once a month, and you engage with it in a completely analog fashion. And that's why I think we've seen, you know, thousands of people now have such huge impact on transforming themselves through the program, because they're learning these things and it's actually sticking maybe for the first time in their life.
So, Blake, I got to ask you, shifting gears just a little bit, because we'd be remiss if we didn't.
Yeah.
You know, you think about Tom's, you think about the one-for-one. I mean, that is something that has caught on broadly. I literally, full disclosure, just bought some masks from a shoe company based down in Brooklyn called Adams that are making masks, and they're employing that exact same thing. I mean, people are really
right.
into this. I do wonder, as you think about where we are right now, where we may be going, given your experience with Tom's, given your experience for Made For, we want to ask you a question. We've been asking a lot of big thinkers, big CEOs, and investors, which is, how do you think we'll be different on the other side of this? What are we maybe underestimating that the world will change in the way we live our lives or the way we do business?
Well, I think one thing is, I mean, the biggest thing I'm seeing is that I think we're not going to go back to the necessity of as many face-to-face meetings and travel. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, for instance, like, I don't think I'm jumping on a plane to come to New York for my next press tour. I think I'm doing it over Zoom, you know, because, A, it saves money. It's better for the planet, less carbon emissions by hopping on planes. I think that people will, you know, once it is safe to engage back in social contact, I think we will go back to a much more contact than we have today. But I don't think the necessity to always do things in person, especially in the business world, will be the same as it has been in the past. I think that we've proven that we can have great connection through, you know, a platform like Zoom or using FaceTime or any video conferencing service. And you can really connect to people and you can get a lot done and you can be a lot more efficient. And I think part of, you know, what, you know, we're helping in one of the months that people do with Made For is really have more clarity in terms of, you know, what is the clutter in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, Marie Kondo wrote that great book about, how to declutter your home and how when you get rid of things that aren't truly providing you joy, how it creates less stress. Well, we take that to every aspect of your life with Made For, and that goes for meetings, that goes for social engagement. It really helps you kind of stop using the word should, because right. So much of our lives are run by that concept, I should do this, I should do that.
Or
and
FOMO,
that
right?
A lot of clutter.
Fear of missing out, really, you know, and I agree that being forced to stay, you know, at home, it create some clarity about what really matters and do I need to be doing all this extra stuff. Blake, this was so cool. Thank you so much. Be well, stay healthy, and hopefully on the other side of this, we can come back to you and talk a little bit more. Blake McCoskey, founder and chief shoe giver of Tom's, co-founder of Made For. I need to check that out, Jason Kelly.
Totally. Right up your alley. Right. Shout out to my friend Wendy Noggle, who met Blake on that press tour. She's number 2 editor at People, and she's like, you got to meet this guy.
Totally. Anyway.